No, I've seen it done, but we never did. A few times we tried to make some chitlins, but I didn't like the scent of them things. I had to throw them away. And you know, take the stomach or the paunch, they call it. It was thicker, you know. You could just hull that the inside out and still leave you pretty good there. But I never did like the taste of that thing. It always tasted bad to me. You soak it as long as you want to and it still had that whole scent to it. Call them chitlins. A lot of people are crazy about them. I never even think about them.
That's not like the dog as you are.
Dog is knocking at that, not as you call it a dog as you are.
Oh dear. Did you ever grind up the liver? Or did you always fry that?
No, we used to grind up some of that and make something we call a worser out of it.
Worser?
Yeah.
How'd you make that?
Well, they ground that up and just ground that up and made it kind of like making sauce. They put it down and pack it down into a vessel or something and let it set. Oh, I don't know how long. But that sauce we make out of them hogs heads, they pack that down in a vessel of some kind, you know, and preserve it in there. It keeps for a good while.
Did you ever do anything with the blood?
No, never did.
On the hog, what did you call the part of his head in here?
That's a jewel.
Did you save that?
Yeah, we saved the jewel. I made it. We'd ordinarily put that in the lard. Rendered up with the lard, you know. Sometimes we'd sugar cure that jewel. It makes pretty good meat if you've got a good sized hog.
That's what I've heard.
It is. I like the taste of it. It's good.
What did you call milk when it was just beginning to turn sour?
And blinky.
Then when it went on and it got a little thick?
Yeah, clabber then.
That means it's clabber, huh?
Clabber.
Did you ever take clabber and put it in a bag and dip it in boiling water and hang it out?
No, but I've seen women folks do that. They make some kind of cheese, cottage cheese they call that, don't they?
Is that what you call
cottage
it?
Cottage cheese, yeah. That's the way they make it. I drip all the water out and just leaves the curd.
Oh, I like that stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very seldom that you can get good cottage cheese, I've found.
Yeah.
They put in acetic acid and get it to curdle that way.
Ah, that's right.
Go there.
Heard y'all talking about cottage cheese. That's my mom's soup.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
We were talking about dog and juice hops here, too.
I wonder what makes sense that
dog got a hot hush puppy and couldn't get it out of his mouth.
Couldn't get loose from it. And that Jew was sitting there watching the dog, you know, and he named that thing. That's what he named it. Jew's heart. Dog Jew's heart.
Well, of all
times,
John. Never heard of that before.
When you see the old Jew's heart, he knocked it that. He said, that's a dog's Jew's heart.
What do you call one of these pie-like things that's baked in a deep dish and doesn't have any undercrust?
I guess you have to put that in there.
Well, it's a custard.
A custard?
For one thing.
What if you make it with fruit? Apples or peaches?
Well, now let's see. Well, the cobbler, though. But the cobbler has crust on it.
That's an upper crust or a lower crust or both?
I think the cobbler has both.
Yeah.
It has an upper and a lower. And I don't know now what that, fruit pie. No. Nearly all fruit pies, though, you got an upper crust and a lower crust. But that custard you're talking about,